Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I am so grateful you're here with us. I'm very thankful to be your host. Looking at the Babylonian Chronicles and what they detail about the fall of Babylon. We know, according to Revelation, this is going to happen again, maybe with a different city. But let's get started. We're in the Wycliffe Dictionary of Biblical Archaeology, one of our many resources we use here. Really like the book. So let's dive in. It's really good on stuff like this, maybe one of the best. So the fall of Babylon in 539 BC is recounted in the text chronicling the reign of Nabonidus from 555 to 539 BC. This tells of the rise of Cyrus to power in the east, of campaigns in Cilicia, East Syria, and Edom, and then of 10 years in which Nabonidus stayed in Tema in Arabia, while the crown prince Belshazzar, as co-regent, ruled in Babylon. See Daniel. Is that Daniel 5? Somewhere in that neighborhood, 5, 6. An inscription from Haran implies that this exile was not voluntary, and ended in 546 only when the priests and people of Babylonia, with the consent of the kings of Egypt and the kings of the Medes, Cyrus, agreed to the return. The government was opposed by tribes in the southern marshes. And even during like the first and second Gulf War, you'll remember there was still some Sumerian kind of native people in those southern marshes. And I may have many years ago known a little more about that than I do right now. The chronicle for Nabonidus, 17-year runs, the gods of Babylonia entered Babylon from every direction. Those from Barsippa, Cutha, and Sippar did not come in. In Tishrit, when Cyrus attacked the Babylonian army at Opis on the Tigris River, the people of Babylonia revolted, but he, Nabonidus, slew some of the people. On the 15th day, when Sippar had been captured without a battle, Nabonidus fled. On the 16th day, Ugbaru, the district governor of Gutium, and the troops of Cyrus entered Babylon without battle. Later, Nabonidus was captured when he returned to Babylon. Till the end of the month, the shield-bearing Gutians were in Esgalia, but none carried arms within Esgalia or the temple precincts, and no prescribed religious ceremonies were missed. On the 3rd of Marshiswan, Cyrus entered Babylon, and they spread green branches before him. Mind you, the triumphal entrance, you know, that wasn't necessarily an isolated event. Obviously, it was for Jesus, but it was a kind of a custom throughout the centuries. A peace settlement was imposed on the city, and Cyrus proclaimed peace to Babylon. Also to Gabaru, his governor, appointed sub-prefects in Babylon. The Babylonian gods returned to their cities. In the month of Marshiswan, in the night of the 11th, Ugbaru died. The advent of Cyrus and the downfall of Babylon were the constant theme of the later Hebrew prophets, see Isaiah and Jeremiah. The fall of the city is mentioned in Daniel 5:30 also. So to get, again, such specificity of dates, and it gives you just some insight. Of course, the Bible is predicated at that time period on Israel. And so it's just going to give you some surrounding numbers, even in exile, but this gives you more specificity in that. The date of Cyrus' entry into the capital is here given as the 29th of October, 539 BC, 16 days after the city capitulated to Gabaru. This again is Daniel 5:30. The latter is recorded by some as the Darius in the book of Daniel. See J.C. Whitcomb, Darius the Mede, which Whitcomb and Morse, really good stuff. Though other theory equates Cyrus with Darius the Mede as a by name, which we still see that. I mean, people have multiple names, obviously, in many instances. So a little bibliography of the Babylonian Chronicles is listed at the end. I always like to go through some of this A.L. Oppenheim, Babylonian and Assyrian Historical Text, and Annette Sidney Smith, Babylonian Historical Text Relating to the Capture and Downfall of Babylon, Methuen, London, 1924. That sounds like a good book, doesn't it? D.J. Weissman, Chronicles of Chaldean Kings from 626 to 556 B.C., the British Museum, London, 1956, Records of Assyrian Babylonia Documents from Old Testament Times, Thomas Nelson, 1958, D.W. Thomas. You know, I get so many books to get from bibliographies like that. So Babylon has fallen, and wherever it's reconstituted, which there's great arguments and cogitations in the heart of that, it will fall again. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Join us daily. Share with your friends, family, church family. Please leave a 5-star review. Just helps people find us. And God bless you. You may want to make a journal or notebook of things you find interesting. And you'll have a power-packed informational library. 3 weeks tops. God bless. Bye-bye.